This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
All right, Hillman, just admit it. The real reason you carry the belt around is so that you remember the days when you were skinny enough that you actually needed a belt to keep your pants up.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, and first-time buyer programs. Just visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And before we play your Hillmail voicemail messages, this is Steve. Yes, hello, Steve. Hey, Steve, hello.
Steve-o.
Esteban.
All right. Steve, you may call back right now, though. The very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left in the previous couple of days.
Saturday, 2:40 p.m.
Hello, this is Greg Hill, and I'm running the 5K, and I want everyone to know that I'm struggling. I'm really struggling.
Greg, all you've done is bend over and tie your shoes.
I know, but I'm struggling. I'm really struggling.
End of message.
Struggling.
I was struggling. I mean, I ran once. Since last year's 5K, I ran once, which was like
when
a week.
When the pizza guy got to the door?
No, I told you. I tried to run it like a week ago or
yeah,
2 weeks
like
ago
a mile and a half.
To get ready for the thing.
Yeah.
And
couch to one, negative 2K.
My right calf. Like, I can't. I have to stretch it out. Try. I need a massage. Do you do massages?
Not for you.
Okay.
No, warm up for a few minutes and go in the stairwell and do some light calf raises. Let your heels sink below the step at the edge and you'll get a nice stretch.
Oh, painful.
5:31 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for Mr. Kraft. Bob, if you got a chance, could you call me? This is Rex Ryan. As you might have heard, I lost my job. You know what I'm feeling? If I can't beat you, I would love to join you. Maybe you got an opening as a ball boy attendant or the equipment manager. Give me a call, Bob.
End of message.
It'd be great if Sexy Rexy gets fired today and his brother doesn't. Ooh. That would be great. Well, now, if you're a brother, do you walk with him?
They've made more money than God. They've been coaches in this league for 15 years.
If the Bills fire Rex today, you think his brother goes with him, huh?
It was so promising for the Bills there for, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know, they were
so
excited.
It's like Miami. Just when you think somebody's sneaking back in to give the Patriots some competition, one quarterback blows up and the other head coaches go south in a hurry.
4:27 a.m.
Yes, this message is for Sally Baker, governor of our fine state of Massachusetts. I hope when you got into office, you changed the codes to get into the FEMA shelter. I could have sworn I just saw Deval Patrick wearing his FEMA vest running up and down the street saying, "No emergency, no emergency, gotta get to the shelter."
End of message.
MEMA.
I don't think Charlie Baker is over at the MEMA shelter today. I don't think it's necessary.
He's not at the bunker.
But, I mean, there's a legitimate amount of snow west of 128.
Yes, there is.
I had like a good 4 inches before I left this morning. That was early.
I'm going to leave that one.
You know, yeah, you can.
Plowable snow.
Is that a new term? I notice that now on the news, they're always describing it as plowable snow.
Yeah.
Is that a new weather term?
I feel like
term?
It's been like the last, it's That's, like a, okay. 2013, yeah. It's been real hot.
Does that mean it's fluffy?
We have to get a new weather smoke, an official weather smoke for this show. So if any of you are listening, Shiri Spear or any of you who would like to be our official weather smoke, of course, Nelly Carreño has moved down to Texas, and that leaves us without beautiful weather lady. So we're looking one for the storm season, which obviously is is here.
Upon us.
It's not winter officially until December 21st, but we got a good half dozen inches of snow today.
Yeah.
So.
Can we just talk for 1 second about live news smoke? Because our friend Jessica Reyes at Fox 25 looks, how you say, cute as a button today.
Really?
She's wearing her Pugly Christmas sweater. Jess is a pug fan.
Oh.
And this most adorable little red hat. And she just looks like a beacon of sunshine in the
snow. Really?
So hello Jess and whoever's with you today.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Hello to her.
5:50 a.m.
Yeah. This is just great. 495 north, 6:30 a.m. A blistering 3 miles an hour. Going to be a long day.
End of message.
The good thing is it should not be bad this afternoon because it's going all rain by noon everywhere.
Yeah, going to be wet.
And
it'll be fine.
Temperature will be in the mid-40s, so it should be okay.
Friday, 8:50 a.m.
Good morning, everyone. Mick Jagger calling. Greg, I had a few ideas here or some songs I wrote. Maybe your listeners would like to, you know, request them for donations. I got this first one here. It goes like this. Please allow me to introduce myself. I don't know who I am.
End of message.
Speaking of old person moments, over the weekend, Patti Smythe.
Oh.
Patti Smith. Not Patti Smythe, but I could earmoth scandal if you want. Patti Smith was accepting some kind of a Nobel honor thing for Bob Dylan.
Correct, yeah, the Nobel Prize, yeah.
And she forgot the lyrics mid-song to the Dylan song that she was performing.
I saw a babe that... I'm sorry. Heard... Saw a tenth... I'm sorry. Could we stop?
Oh, that's the worst.
Section? I apologize. Sorry, I'm so nervous.
You gotta use a teleprompter.
You want to crap on people for screwing up the national anthem, but then it's like when you're in that situation and all of a sudden you're like, what? I said, what the heck? What the hell comes next?
But honestly, it's a Dylan tune. She could have just said anything. Like, you know,
mumbled through.
Red colored flowers that whisper. Louise. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could have said...
That should be the title of your third book. Red-colored flowers that whisper Louise.
It's a Dylan song. She could have just said homesick subterranean blues, and everybody would have been like, yeah.
It's amazing. He's so prolific.
6:02 a.m.
Hey, Ken. It's snowing outside. You're also making a snowman. Hey, well, that carrot's for the nose, not the penis, kid. Hey, by the way, the reason why I'm calling is I'm not feeling good today, kid. I'm not going to be able to come in. I'm not going to be able to make it. Thanks a bunch.
End of message.
The Wolster loves the snow. Loves
really?
He's a winter kid.
He is?
Yep.
Is he going to be a good hockey player?
You think he's
going to make it to the NHL?
I wouldn't even remotely have to
talk about it or think about
mind
it.
Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
He loves it. He pops right
athletic,
out of bed Saturday.
He's got the athletic gene.
Pops right out of bed Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
I
mean, there's a... Look at the families, the Sutters. Like, 12 of them.
Yeah.
12 of them played in the NHL,
The grandkids are already playing.
Yeah. And you end up, you got some... You end up, oftentimes a pro athlete, the son ends up being even better than the father was.
Yeah, I mistimed it, though. A lot of kids, that are sons of athletes become athletes because they're with their father at the Gillette Stadium.
Right.
At the Boston Garden. They get to skate after practice with five professional athletes or they get to catch balls from Tom Brady.
Your career, unfortunately, was cut short.
No,
Will's killing it on the skates, though.
Actually, I got to tell you, my career ended the way it was supposed to be back in the day. I was a tough guy. I played 13 and a half years, Tough guys don't last for 20 years. Not usually.
21 a.m.
You had another grown man tie your shoes?
End of message.
I didn't have him tie my shoes. He volunteered.
Right.
It was a volunteer action.
Okay, wow.
I didn't motion. I don't know what Lieutenant Noble. Honestly, I'm thinking of Lieutenant Noble needs to clear up the report because that was erroneous information. I don't believe it's not like I lifted my foot up and presented it to Monkey and said, Monkey, you know, and just like, no, it didn't happen.
6:48 a.m.
Greg, just cash it in. Get the Velcro sneakers.
End of message.
Velcro sneakers. Velcro, that's when you know you've given up, when you get Velcro sneakers.
6:33 a.m.
Monkey, when you're done tying my shoe, meet me in the men's room urinal, please.
End of message.
Ew, get some hand sanitizer in there, stat.
Hello, Steve.
Greg, the command didn't have to be verbal. The look you gave him could have been considered a microaggression.
Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. It was a microaggression.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a microaggression. Here's a text that says, and you didn't stop him from tying said shoe either.
Right. No, I got this.
No, I got this. Seriously.
That's how you used to do that to your mom when the phone rang. Remember the old rotary phone?
Got it.
You'd kind of get off the couch. You're right there. You go ahead.
6:20 a.m.
Greg, did I just hear you say you ran the 5K in 39 minutes? You should be ashamed of yourself. Most people can do that time walking backwards, and don't ever say you ran the race.
End of message.
I got to tell you, I don't think 39 minutes is that bad.
For you, no, not at all.
For somebody who hasn't run in like a year?
Yeah.
What is it, 13-minute miles?
Yeah, that's impressive.
I mean, some courses, that would be like record-breaking time, no? All right, yeah, no.
We'll go
no,
with
yeah,
that.
No, it wouldn't be.
No.
6:18 a.m.
Gee, Monkey noticed that you needed your shoe tie, so that he went down there and tied her up for you. What's he do if he notices you have an erection? Oh, boy.
End of message.
All right. Enough of that.
Oh, Magoo.
Enough of that nonsense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.